How did I get here? This is a question that most people have asked themselves at some point in their lives, and I bet you have too. Maybe you looked in the mirror and noticed a few extra pounds that you didn't remember accumulating, or found yourself in the gym for the first time in a while, barely able to finish what used to be an easy workout. If you're like me, maybe you avoided mirrors, passed up social invitations, and ignored the scale before ever realizing that your weight had gotten completely out of control. Maybe you've never been to a dark place like the one I spent most of my life in. If you're on the right path, it's because your positive thoughts have encouraged you to take healthy actions, and vice versa. You believe that you deserve to be happy and healthy, and so you treat your mind and body well. You take healthy actions, like running. They make you feel good about yourself, and so you keep going. If you haven't been making the best choices for your health or happiness, then you're most likely stuck in a vicious cycle of bad thoughts that inspired poor decisions. Those poor decisions made you think even worse thoughts, and those thoughts promoted more negative actions. Maybe you told yourself that you'd look ridiculous running around a track at your weight, and so you never started running or exercising. Not exercising led you to gain more weight, and that excess weight made you feel so embarrassed about the way you look that you don't want to even be seen in public. Thoughts and actions. Those are the two things that get us into a bad place, and they're the same two things that can get us out. Let me be clear. Your here is probably different from mine. In fact, here is kind of like what they say about snowflakes. No two are exactly the same. Like I said, you might have a completely different problem than me, one with drugs or alcohol or an abusive relationship, or you might have a similar weight-related one. You might not have a problem at all. Maybe you're just looking for a little inspiration to help kickstart your running. Either way, your exact cycles, and especially your thoughts, are specific to you. But it's always the simple matter of taking action that will change them. The action I took was simple. I ran. Before that, the negative cycle that I was stuck in was always about my weight and my self-esteem. I've never been very confident, and the bigger I got, the worse I felt about myself. Feeling bad about myself caused me to overeat, make bad choices, gain weight, and then feel even worse about myself. It sounds so simple, doesn't it? Change one thing, a thought or an action, and your life will completely turn around. When you spend as many years as I did being obese, your self-esteem suffers tremendously, making it nearly impossible to find the confidence to turn things around. But it wasn't always that way. In fact, throughout my childhood, I felt mostly fine about myself. I was big, sure, but I was just another kid. It wasn't until the fifth grade that I even realized there was something different about me. Of course, the one to clue me in to my otherness was a girl, Amanda Gray. Amanda was the hottest girl in fifth grade, probably in sixth grade too, if you combine them. Up until this point in my life, I was known as the class clown, the kid who tried to make people laugh, got in trouble for talking too much, and was always trying to get a rise out of his teachers and classmates, the funny one. I woke up one day in the middle of the school year feeling a little bit fed up with just being the funny one. I realized that I wanted to get the girl, but not just any girl. Amanda Gray would be mine. And why not? I would go from being the class clown to the popular guy who got the girl, and it would change my life for the better. I was certain that this would be the most exciting day of my young life. I got myself psyched up and gathered as much confidence as I could. My family, my mother and father, my older brother Jed, me, and my younger sister Laura lived in the middle of BB, Arkansas, your dream hometown. We lived close enough to school that I could walk, so I headed out early that morning. I sat down in our homeroom, Ms. Gorbett's first period math class. I never was very good at math, but on that day I was ecstatic to be there. I got out my pen and paper, and as simply as I could, in the neatest possible cursive that I could summon with my anxiously shaking hand, I wrote, "Amanda, will you be my girlfriend? Circle yes or circle no. Sincerely, Ben." I handed it to my best friend, Scott, who delivered it to Amanda's best friend, Jennifer, who then passed it to Amanda. My heart pounded, as I watched the note float across the room. I watched her closely as she received the slip of paper. I held my breath as she read it and I studied her reaction, searching for a clue. Luckily, she wasted no time in finding me before the bell rang and quickly put me out of my misery. She sat down across the desk from me. My heart was beating through my chest as I awaited her answer. "Ben, I like you. You're funny," she said. "But," she paused dramatically, "you're too fat."